This is page one, panel one, and in this, our third episode, we're looking through my subscription delivery. Now that is the size of my subscription box.
This one?
Yeah.
I promise. You're doing your book of previews.
Delivered by my DPD driver, Joseph, this time.
Oh, you knew. How many DPD drivers have you got that you actually know?
Well, they all begin with J. There's definitely a John.
Right.
There's Joseph.
Okay.
There might be like a Jake. I've got a feeling. So, I'm going to open up my...
You have got... Big delivery there.
Well, I'm hoping to cut some of them down because it's costing me far too much money.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think some runs are ending at the moment as well.
Ooh.
So, that to last. So, some Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Which I haven't been reading at the moment. Deadpool. A 4-issue crossover in one package.
Oh,
there's just so much reading to do. Spider-Man, Deadpool. See, my problem is I would look through previews and go, oh, what's starting at number one? And then that's my problem. Is that the new DC logo?
Yes.
You're looking at there.
See, I just think I'm going to cut. I have got a lot of mine that are coming to an end. I'm just going to cut them. I don't even think I'm going to go with Marvel. I think I'm going to just stick with DC. Yeah.
I thought I'd cancelled Batman. Whoops. More Deadpool. More Deadpool, because it's cool and trendy. Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
Would what I ever get the full collection? That's 155, tip of the spear. Blacklist, I'm hoping that's ending. Orphan Black. Oh, A New Southern Bastards. That's good. Basically, I am an Image whore.
Yeah,
I'll
you
go
do
for
like
anything off
yeah.
Image. It's kind of cool.
See, I looked at a few on like Image that were just like 4-issue, 5-issue.
Yeah, like a mini series.
Yeah.
I thought I'd cancelled that. Amazing Spider. Deadly Class, that's another good Image one. Now, this will tickle you.
Ink Brick,
A Journal of Comics Poetry.
Okay.
That's the second one, but it is, people have taken like poems, actual poems, and then. It's almost like illustrate or storyboard it, but
yeah, no
so
way.
It's sort of like a mix of like lyrics and
that's
artwork.
Pretty
and,
cool.
I think it's definitely American kind of thing. I don't know. I've got one. I've
that's
got the first
really
issue
cool.
of it. Yeah, it's something a bit different.
Yeah,
and it's something like I feel I could do, but I'm not. I'm not sure.
See, even that. That's not like it says. Comic poetry, but that is literally just a quote, pretty much.
Yeah.
It's just one page. Translation is ammunition. Intentions are wounds. And that's it.
A nice image of it. Is she like pulling a face?
I think
face,
she's pulling a
or?
Face, but I don't know what's coming out of it.
Like a flower, that's a flower inside.
I'm yeah. also not sure if that guy's got a whisk for a hand.
Whoops. Wonder Woman, yeah, I'm hoping that's ending. Gotham Academy is definitely finished.
Yeah.
Or, like, year one's finished, so that's... Yeah, returns in August with a special mystery one-shot, and in September a whole new storyline begins. So I'm gonna finish it there. X-Men 92.
Ooh.
Because they were my favourite of the X-Men's. Do you ever watch the animated series?
Yeah, yeah.
Did I ever tell you I got ID'd for some of those?
What? For the buying the DVD? Not buying, what?
Well,
for
the
DVD or the VHS?
Yeah, we were in, we went to Leeds Festival and there's a Sainsbury's nearby. So
yeah.
This must have been 97, 98, something like that.
Do you remember who was playing?
Headlining, I don't know if it was that year. One year, Chili's were headlining. No, I didn't watch them. I went to the band's tent and watched Pennywise instead because that's how cool I am. For real. So we went in the Sainsbury's buying some booze and stuff, and then in the VHS section, as it was then, they had the X-Men videos, and it was like 3 for £20 probably at the time. But that was like, oh my god, three?
Yeah.
£20? And they took them to the till. And the woman was doing IDs for the beers, because she's like, oh, we get loads of, you know, underage drinkers and stuff at the festival, so we've got to be super vigilant. And then I came with my VHSs. And she was like, have you got ID from? I'm like, it's fine. They're like, the cartoons. And she's like, yeah, I really need to see ID. And I was like, but it's like mutants and
but what
it's
was the
cartoons.
Certificate
and then, well, like PG or whatever they were. And then she said, it was something to do with, oh, I'm surprised we sell that kind of stuff here. And then, so she'd taken it as X-Men, was like porn.
Oh my god.
And I'm going,
just out of interest, what kind of porn are you going to be watching that has got mutants?
Cartoon mutant porn. And how long do you not have to work at Sainsbury's to go, well, we sell porn? Sainsbury's.
Yeah. Do they sell porn in Sainsbury's?
I can't imagine so. And even if it with mutants and cartoons, it's going to be like Sainsbury's value range porn.
Oh, God. With like knockoff actors. I can't even think of any.
You need to think of some porn parody at X-Men names. So like, instead of Gambit, it's like Gamdick. The Beast just stays the Beast.
Yeah, we're going to say the Beast.
Night Stroker.
Night Stroker, yeah.
Professor XXX.
Yeah, that has got to be like the...
I feel like I'm too good at this.
I'm trying to think what else we can porn parody now.
Spunker Man.
Like Spaff Man.
Something like that. Yeah, so that's X-Men 92. Batman teams up with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Oh, well, this is why I'm happy. 6 of 6.
Yeah.
That's done. I don't have to spend any more on it. Batman 66 meets the Man from Uncle. That's 6
well,
out of 6.
There's another one, isn't it? Batman 66 that they're doing with
Avengers,
the Avengers.
Yeah.
But like the...
Mrs. Peel.
Yeah,
Batman 66. And, finally...
Batman 52.
Batman 52. How far behind am I, Batman 52?
I've not read it.
Well...
Well, it's probably because mine are all in here.
Yeah, in the con. Well, it is the end of the run, and I think we should, as the pods progress, we should probably reread the Snyder and Capullo run,
yeah.
And but like maybe read an arc at a time,
okay.
And then kind of... dissect it and stuff like that. So, also why my box is big is because they sent 2 previews magazines this time.
Is that because you that much?
They sent... yeah, they were just like, take them all. Order more things. But they gave me May's and June, so
okay.
I think May I can't even order from anywhere.
Because it's been and gone.
Yeah, so I haven't even bothered looking through that. But not most importantly, but really weirdly... So they did the previews, and then Marvel send their own previews thing. Now DC is sending their own previews.
Oh, okay.
Because of Rebirth. So what do we think about Rebirth in general? Is it a good time to do it? Is it... I mean, are they just...
I don't know if they're going to... Well, what the reasoning for behind it was... Weren't they trying to make things more simpler?
They were taking things back to the...
Pre-New 52
timeline.
Yeah.
Is it just...
Whether, like, when did New 52 start? When did that happen? Was that
52
like...
issues ago.
Well,
that's another thing, because they got to issue 52 and then...
Stopped.
And that's it. So did they have that in mind the whole time?
Possibly.
52.
I was thinking, what's that, 52? It's like 4 years ago, isn't it?
Four or five years ago, definitely.
So 5 years ago. When did the whole kind of... Do you think that's when the comic boom started? I know it wasn't when it started, but...
I don't know what was... Because, like, the... not even the first comic book movie, but, like they said, Iron Man kicked it all off for...
Which was, like,
Marvel. But even before that, you had, like, Blade and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And
do you think it's...
When was, like, Green Lantern, even though it was shit, like, Green Lantern and... X-Men.
Robert there's Fox never been loads, though. No, there has been a lot.
I just feel a bit now, like... so what do we say for that? But the Neil Adams thing was like number 251. Mm. Are we ever going to see again a run that would that's going to hit like triple figures?
Like, some of these have gone bi-monthly, haven't they?
So they'll get there quite fast.
Yeah, I'm sure I read some of them bi-monthly.
Do you read bi-monthly as? Because technically bi-monthly should mean every 2 months.
Oh, yeah. As in, like, 2 a month.
Yeah.
That's what I
read. Is that not fortnightly? What's the difference between fortnightly and bi...
Yeah, it will be.
Bi-monthly and bi-weekly okay. and stuff like that.
Idiots. No, it'd be fortnightly, wouldn't it, then?
God, yeah.
I can't remember what I'm reading. I'll put it this way, my comic subscriptions, I'm either going to get double or half.
Either way, I'm gutted. Jeff Johns here writes a little bit. It's not a brand or a marketing tool. Well, it is a brand because everything's got Rebirth splattered all over it.
And it's definitely a marketing tool.
Yeah. It's about the approach to mythology, to honour and celebrate the characters and their universes and embrace the values they embody. Nah.
Still think they're probably doing it to make more money.
Oh, yeah, yeah, completely. Is there anything... I mean, are you going to get Batman?
Yeah. I'll still get it, because Snyder's still writing it, isn't he? For
I know he's doing the first one.
Is it just the first one?
Yeah.
It's kind of like a crossover.
DC Universe Rebirth one. Rebirth one. Green Arrow.
See, I'd probably jump on Batman. Green Arrow. Flash. Superman.
And...
Aquaman. Aquaman should have been my first.
Now's your forum to protect Aquaman, to stand up for him.
He's a badass. He isn't like the queer one that everyone talks about. Like, seriously, like, I read the Aquaman like run in the New 52 and it was awesome. Like, it proper got me hooked.
Yeah, but what was good about it?
It was just like, I don't know, there's just loads of action in it. It was a good storyline. I just loved it. I think because at the time, so it is like, what, 5 years ago when it first started, I think I was just getting into reading comic books. Like, I'd already always known about, like, films, cartoons, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
This was like, and I think it was one of the first ones I picked up. So, I think... It just might have just sparked it to, like...
Is it because he's nice and colourful?
Maybe.
Like, is he not going to be in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Twice monthly. Heavy is the head that wears the crown in Aquaman number one.
That's Black Manta,
isn't it? Sergio, the Black Manta. Once a treasure hunter, Black Manta became locked in a blood feud when he and Aquaman killed each other's fathers.
Mm.
Oh, it's very Shakespearean. They are like yin and yang. He looks like a giant mouse.
Supposed to be a... Yeah, he does actually. Have you seen Deadmau5 the DJ?
He's just got the same helmet on. He doesn't want to kill Aquaman. He wants to disgrace and shame Arthur to... Arthur, how can you have a...
Arthur Curry,
Arthur Curry, yeah, but how can you have a superhero called Arthur? Save us, Arthur!
Listen, he's keeping it real, isn't he? One with the people.
Interestingly, I'd read something this week about Marvel. Apparently, Namor's name had come up, the Submariner.
Mm,
so,
yes,
Marvel's version of Aquaman and who the rights belong to, whether they're Fox or. I just read it on a Facebook thing. Pretty sure.
Because I'm sure there was a video somewhere. Because then. I'm sure they ended up getting into a debate on whether he was called the Submariner or the Submariner. I'm sure I've watched
it somewhere. Is he a submarine? No, I didn't watch it. I was definitely reading it. Maybe it's just, I think it's Namor. 1,000 people are talking about Namor. Coley Namor. That's not the right thing. Namor Jr. from the football. I don't know. I saw it somewhere, which got me thinking, because this was something else we wanted to do. pack. I don't know what happened. I think I just put my phone down on it. Really.
Edit.
Yeah, really professionally. DC Aquaman.
Yeah.
Marvel Namor.
Mm.
So I think we should look at, we should talk next time about matchups.
Yeah.
And then maybe go away and do a bit of research on all of them and match them up and stuff like that.
Do we take, like, one each? Like, you take the Marvel.
Ooh, yeah, okay.
Whichever.
Yeah, yeah. We can get people voting on our Twitter and things, which is, I don't know, it's at page one panel one. Page one panel one, and they can vote for things there. And, yeah, we should go and do that.
Okay,
I need to go and put all these comics away.
Yeah. Set yourself off an hour or so.